Oh, do you want to stay, Sergeant? She's not, but she requested a continuance because she couldn't get childcare.
Right, she called me, I called her out in the hallway here.
Oh.
She couldn't get childcare, and...
Yeah. This is case number 1123-092. I'm inclined to grant a continuance, would you have an issue with that?
I don't think a position's gonna change, I mean, I have a witness here.
Oh, you do? All right, then I'm not gonna grant the continuance, if you want to have your witness come forward, please. All right, for the record, the appellant requested continuance by phone because she could not get childcare. I was inclined to grant the continuance, however, in light of the fact that the issuing authority has brought a witness with them today, I am not going to grant the continuance. Yes?
She did, I told her, I said if it's not granted, she would prefer to withdraw.
So what?
Whatever. I don't care. She did call after 10. She called after 10.
Yeah, she can't withdraw if she's not here.
Okay.
She could have withdrawn before today.
Correct. Okay.
All right. And just for the record, Sergeant, the denial is a suitability denial based on the emission of a protective order in the prior 5 years.
Yes, ma'am.
And we have confirmed that was the case.
That is correct,
yes. Okay. All right, does anybody have questions for the sergeant, or is there a motion that anybody would like to make?
Motion to find for the issuing authority based on the fact that the chairman overruled a continuance and they failed to appear for their hearing.
Motion made by Ms. Johnson. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Colonel Lewis. Is there any discussion on the motion? All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Motion passes unanimously at 11:30 a.m.